Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we are diving into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire specification, identifying and understanding customers. Whether you are revising for AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, this topic comes up time and time again, and the good news is, once you truly get it, the marks really do start to flow. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let us get started. So, why do businesses need to understand their customers? It sounds almost obvious, does it not? But you would be surprised how many students write vague answers in the exam that miss the real depth of this topic. Examiners are looking for you to make clear, developed links between customer understanding and specific business outcomes. And that is exactly what we are going to build today. Think about it this way. Imagine you are opening a new coffee shop. You could just guess what your customers want. Maybe you assume everyone loves a strong espresso. But what if your local area is full of families with young children who actually want hot chocolates and milkshakes? If you have not done your research, you have already made a costly mistake before you have even opened the doors. That is the essence of this topic. Businesses that understand their customers succeed, and those that do not, often fail. Let us break this down into the four key reasons why identifying customer needs is so important. I want you to remember these four reasons because they are your exam marks. I'll give you a memory hook at the end of this section to help them stick. Reason one, increasing sales. When a business understands what its customers want, it can design products and services that genuinely meet those needs. And when products match customer desires, customers buy them. It is that simple, but you need to explain the chain of logic in your exam answer. Here's how to write it. By identifying customer needs, a business can develop products that customers actually want to buy. This means customers are more likely to make a purchase, which directly increases the business's revenue and sales volume. Notice what I did there. I made a point, explained the mechanism, the how, and linked it to a business outcome. That is the structure examiner's reward. A brilliant real-world example is Apple. Apple conducts extensive market research to understand what customers want from their devices. Ease of use, sleek design, seamless connectivity. Because Apple aligns its products so closely with customer desires, it consistently achieves enormous sales figures. In 2023, Apple's iPhone revenue alone exceeded $200 billion. That is the power of understanding your customer. Reason two, selecting the correct marketing mix. The marketing mix, which you will know as the four Ps, product, price, place, and promotion, must be tailored to your target customers. If you do not know who your customers are, you cannot possibly get your marketing mix right. Let me give you an example. Imagine a luxury skincare brand. Their customers are typically higher-income adults who value quality and exclusivity. Knowing this, the business sets a premium price, sells through high-end department stores and its own website, promotes through glossy magazines and Instagram influencers, and designs elegant, sophisticated packaging. Every single element of the marketing mix is driven by customer knowledge. Contrast that with a budget supermarket like Aldi. Their customers prioritize value for money. So Aldi uses competitive low pricing, simple own brand packaging, and promotes through TV adverts emphasizing savings. Completely different marketing mix because completely different customer needs. In your exam, when you are asked about the marketing mix, always link it back to customer research. Examiners love to see that connection. Reason three, avoiding costly mistakes. This is a big one. Developing a new product or service costs money, sometimes enormous amounts of money. If a business launches something that customers do not actually want, that investment is wasted. Market research and customer understanding act as a safety net. A famous example of a costly mistake is the launch of New Coke in 1985 by Coca-Cola. The company changed its classic formula without fully understanding how emotionally attached customers were to the original taste. The backlash was so severe that Coca-Cola had to reverse the decision within 79 days. The reputational and financial damage was significant. Had they conducted more thorough customer research beforehand, they might have avoided the disaster entirely. For your exam, you might write, by understanding customer needs before launching a product, a business reduces the risk of product failure. This avoids wasting resources on development, production, and marketing of products that customers do not want, protecting the business's profitability. Reason four, remaining competitive. Markets are dynamic, they change constantly. New competitors enter, customer tastes evolve, technology shifts behavior. A business that continuously monitors and understands its customers is far better placed to adapt and stay ahead of rivals. Think about how the music industry changed. When streaming services like Spotify identified that customers wanted instant, affordable access to huge music libraries rather than buying individual albums, they disrupted the entire industry. Traditional music retailers who failed to understand this shift, like HMV, which went into administration in 2013, struggled enormously. Understanding customers is not a one-time exercise, it is an ongoing process. Now, here is your memory hook for all four reasons. Use the acronym SMAC, sales, marketing mix, avoid mistakes, competitive, SMAC, say it a few times, SMAC. Every time you are asked why identifying customer needs matters, run through SMAC and you will have your four key points ready to go. Right, let us talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip one, always develop your points. The most common mistake I see is students writing what examiners call undeveloped statements. For example, identifying customer needs helps increase sales. That is a starting point, but it will not earn you the higher marks. You need to explain how and why. Identifying customer needs allows a business to develop products that directly satisfy what customers want, making customers more likely to purchase, which increases sales revenue. See the difference? The second answer earns marks. The first barely scratches the surface. Tip two, use business context. Examiners reward answers that apply knowledge to a specific business context. If the question gives you a scenario, say a small bakery or a tech startup, use that context in your answer. Do not write generic answers. Tailor your response to the business and the question. Tip three, know your command words. State or identify questions, usually one or two marks, just need a clear, accurate point. No explanation needed. Explain questions, usually 3 to 6 marks, need a point plus a developed explanation. Use connective phrases like this, means that as a result, which leads to analyze questions, usually 6 marks. Need a detailed chain of reasoning, often with a business example. Evaluate or justify questions, usually 9 to 12 marks. Need a balanced argument, weighing up different factors, and a clear, supported conclusion. Do not sit on the fence. Examiners want a judgment. Tip 4, do not confuse customers with consumers. This is a classic trap. A customer is the person who buys the product. A consumer is the person who uses it. They are not always the same. A parent buying a toy is the customer, the child using it is the consumer. In some questions, this distinction matters, so be precise. Tip 5, link to other topics. Examiners love to see synoptic thinking. That is when you connect this topic to other areas of the specification. Identifying customer needs links directly to market research methods, market segmentation, the marketing mix, product development, and business objectives. If you can weave in these connections, you demonstrate a deeper understanding that pushes you into the higher mark bands. Okay, time to test yourself. I will ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Cover your notes if you can. This is active recall, and it is one of the most effective revision techniques there is. Question one, name the four reasons why identifying customer needs is important. Pause now and think. The answer is increase sales, select the correct marketing mix, avoid costly mistakes, and remain competitive. Remember SMAC. Question two, what is the difference between a customer and a consumer? Pause. A customer buys the product, a consumer uses it. They may be the same person, but not always. Question three, which famous brand made a costly mistake by not understanding customer needs in 1985? Pause. Coca-Cola with the launch of New Coke. Question four, what does the marketing mix consist of? Pause. Product, price, place, and promotion, the four C's. Question five, what command word requires you to give a balanced argument and a clear judgment? Pause. Evaluate or justify. How did you do? If you got all five, Brilliant. You are in great shape. If you missed some, go back and review those sections before your exam. Let us wrap up with a quick summary of everything we have covered today. Identifying and understanding customers is fundamental to business success. Businesses that know their customers can increase sales by matching products to needs, select the right marketing mix by targeting the correct audience, avoid costly mistakes by reducing the risk of product failure, and remain competitive by adapting to changing customer preferences. Remember your acronym, SMAC, sales, marketing mix, avoid mistakes, competitive. In your exam, always develop your points. Do not just state them. Use the business context given in the question. Know your command words and structure your answers accordingly. And where possible, link this topic to related areas like market research, segmentation, and the marketing mix. You have got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark you earn is a mark you've worked for. Good luck, and I will see you in the next episode. This has been your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. Thanks for listening.